Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a commentary examines why fragmented software tooling causes scientific judgment to get lost across the biologics R&D pipeline. Replimune shares crashed nearly 32% after FDA reviewers raised concerns about its melanoma therapy. And FDA approves Viatris's Guinlo as a new once-weekly contraceptive patch. A new commentary argues that biologics R&D suffers because most software platforms are built to excel at a single stage of the discovery pipeline, then get stretched to cover the rest, causing scientific judgment to get lost at each handoff. The author, drawing on experience supporting immunotherapy discovery, says complex modalities like multi-specific antibodies and antibody-drug conjugates fragment even further, since each format and payload decision creates a new potential point where insight fails to reach the scientists who need it. Rather than building better databases, the piece argues organizations need architecture that captures the reasoning behind a data point, not just the data itself. Replimune shares fell nearly 32% on Tuesday after FDA staff reviewers said the company has not provided clear evidence that its lead melanoma therapy, RP1, works as claimed. In briefing documents ahead of a July 30th advisory committee meeting, reviewers questioned whether tumor shrinkage measured in the IGNITE study reflects a genuine systemic anti-cancer effect or merely a local injection response, since RP1 is injected directly into tumors. Reviewers also flagged the trial's single-arm design, which lacked an Opdivo-only comparison group, as limiting their ability to attribute any benefit to RP1 specifically. FDA's decision, targeted for August 2nd, will determine whether RP1 becomes Replimune's first approved therapy after two prior complete response letters. FDA has approved Viatris's Guinlo, a once-weekly transdermal contraceptive patch delivering low-dose norelgastromin and ethanol estradiol for women with a body mass index below 30, who are candidates for combined hormonal contraception. The approval, granted under FDA's 505(b)(2) pathway, was supported by the Phase 3 Luminous trial, which showed a Pearl index of 4.14 pregnancies per 100 woman-years and patch adhesion failure in just 1.3% of applications over a year of real-world use. Separate Phase 1 studies showed consistent drug delivery under conditions including sauna use, exercise, and cold water exposure. Viatris expects Guinlo to be commercially available later this year. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.